And they go, I'm exhausted. And I look at them and I say, you have no recovery time. You are in chronic deficit.
What if there was a way to get your energy back and help your brain at the same time?
It's really amazing to see that people can go from being wheeled in from a wheelchair to living their life again in a matter of a couple months.
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. Let's face it, our brains are working overtime these days, especially with the uncertainty of the coronavirus. Add to that normal aging, memory loss, perhaps a loved one suffering with Alzheimer's, or a child slowly recovering from a concussion. That's why it's so exciting, so important, to find a new wave of therapies to treat the brain, as Dr. Pat Hopkins discovered. Pat, our brain's certainly been on overdrive the last couple of months, dealing with COVID and the quarantine. What can you suggest to bridge the gap from our brains suffering on our brains being well and healthy?
We all know that sleep in a balanced brain, just like a balanced body and a balanced gut biome, are the cornerstone of a healthy life. We're understanding that drugs don't work to bring the brain back into balance.
Well, I'm not the only parent with a son in high school, an athlete, a few concussions, and the novelty of that baseline test. But there's another test, and it's called WAVI, and we're joined by Paul Sorbo, who's the director of sales of WAVI Medical. Hi, Paul.
How are you?
We're doing well. Tell us what WAVI does.
So WAVI is an all-encompassing brain performance platform, and what we really strive to do is really get an objective baseline measurement where we can then compare subsequent scans, whether it may be something post-concussive, year-over-year baseline examinations for cognitive decline and or normal lifestyle, pre-post intervention. But we're really trying to add some truly objective data into this side of things that is actually fairly misunderstood and non-measured, because it's never been affordable, nor has it really been accessible to do so.
So WAVI is a device that patients would put on their heads, and they would be monitored for up to 15 minutes to get data of how your brain is performing?
Yeah, so we're able to do anywhere from a quick 4-minute assessment all the way up to 20 plus minutes of full continuous EEG. We measure, A, how well your brain is processing signals, both the speed and the strength, and that's called ERP, which is evoked response potentials. We also measure EEG, which is very traditional. We've taken this process that would have taken hours upon hours and thousands of dollars, and we do it in 4 minutes for a significantly lower cost.
Pat, what do you do with that data after you see it come out of a computer?
Neuropsych testing will take 1 to 2 days, 4 to 6 hours of testing. And this will allow us to create a shortcut and gives us a reading that cannot be manipulated.
I mean, that's the key, is you can't fake it. It is what it is. You can sit there and I can tell you to think harder or think faster, and your brain's going to be like, this is what you got today. So those available cognitive resources are really key, especially when we do measure something like a baseline concussion test. It is really important. And what we're finding, and we did a 6-year blind study with an NCAA Division I program, we see in 100% of cases a 40% drop in either that P300 voltage or physical reaction time after a concussive event. And the really scary part behind that is after our study, what we found is about 43% of players actually are going back to play before that P300 voltage had actually come back to its baseline level. That scares me. We almost have half of those players going back to play before their brain had returned to that normal function. And you can kind of think of that like the battery. How strong is your brain able to process signals? I don't want to go to play football or soccer or any of those things when my brain is, 40, 50, 60% suppressed.
The research that I had done when my son was in school having concussions is that you are more prone to have early onset dementia the more concussions you have. Is that correct or has that changed?
There have been studies around that. So after one traumatic brain injury, basically what the studies are referencing, you're about 70% more likely to develop some sort of cognitive decline disease later on in life.
Paul, could you speak to some of the other research for WAVI looking at stress, looking at sleep deprivation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the really beautiful part about P300 or evoked potentials is they're a non-specific marker. Just like your heart rate would respond to us putting in caffeine or depressants or a number of different things, and based on your stress level, so does your brain. So basically what we're measuring is how much energy is your brain able to put behind any sort of signal. Let's say that, you know, we have a stroke patient. The function of the cerebral cortex, what we'll see is that P300 voltage or possibly speed has been diminished at that area. If we see high stress due to those available cognitive resources not being able to fire fully because we are in such a stressful environment, we're not sleeping well, our brain is not able to recover at night, we will see suppressed voltages. Early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, we do see a drop in P300 voltage. We also may see a decrease in the speed in which the brain is actually processing those signals. And what we're kind of finding through some of the research is that that voltage is a little bit more of our acute marker. So it'll respond to things that are acutely happening, concussions, short-term damage from cardiovascular health, stress, improper sleep, improper nutrition, diet, exercise. And then once when we really start to see the problem is when that speed starts to slow. And when that speed starts to slow, what the research is kind of pointing to is we're seeing a little bit more chronic damage. This could be long-term traumatic brain injury, long-term poor cardiovascular health, long-term not sleeping because of stress levels or high cortisol levels or any one of those. So that's the really beautiful part about that evoked potential is we do see such a non-specific marker that we see the effect across the entire cerebral cortex with all of those conditions.
So while WAVI is tracking our brain state and it's offering doctors this panoramic view of the brain, what is the fix? And one of the fixes is BrainTap. And we'd like to bring in our friend, Dr. Patrick Porter. He's the creator of BrainTap. Hi, Patrick.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
BrainTap also is a device that a patient wears on his or her head, but it's different from WAVI.
Yeah, you put the headset on, your eyes are closed, there's going to be light coming in through closed eyelids, the brain's going to be attracted to it. We have what we call frequency following response. So that's what the brain does. It's going to follow those frequencies into a different state. We call it frequency switching technology. So when you think about it, we're going to get them from being from the wide awake state into a state of relaxation. We're also going to use lights in the ears and tones. We're going to use light, sound, and vibration. So we're going to use that to balance the hemispheres of the brain, guide them into different states.
Is it a subliminal thing that is going to relax the brain, or is it overt?
We call it subaudible because you can hear them if you really focus and concentrate on them. But there's so much information that we omit anyway that the brain, though, is always listening. So it's responding to that potential. We have beat frequencies, different audible and then subaudible. And we also have light frequencies, which are all available to you, but also in the ears. Together, that's what creates the harmonization of the brain.
And the frequency that a patient would go through a BrainTap session, is it once a week, once a month? Is it for an hour? Is it for 5 minutes? Walk us through that.
Well, at the clinics, it could be once a week, could be twice a week. If somebody owns it, they could do it up to 3 times a day, but it's like going to a movie. You can have a great experience at the movie, but it's not going to change your life. So you got to do it more than once. We find that every 72 hours, the nervous system actually will try to reset. So we're trying to get the nervous system back online, and the brain is 70% of the nervous system. So that's part of the key for the WAVI in seeing those scans.
Hi, it's Ted with a brief reminder to rate and review this podcast on whatever channel you're listening. The insights in these minutes are what you can expect in becoming a member of Hopkins Medical Group. Learn more and schedule an appointment, either in person or through telemedicine, at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now back to our conversation. Pat, you use BrainTap at your practice in office, but you also have patients who buy it and do it at their homes. Why don't you tell us what results you've seen with some of your patients who have used BrainTap?
Patients, quite honestly, are astounded that after a 20-minute introduction into brain tapping with the headset on, and then we retest their heart rate variability, they will see 20% improvement in their autonomic system balance. So that is critical for people to understand why they come into me and they go, I'm exhausted. And I look at them, I say, you have no recovery time. Your recording tells me that you are in chronic deficit. You wake up and you're in sleep mode and you're working with slow waves all day. You want to have quick, high-speed waves going, and you want to balance so your brain can bring right and left side talent into any moment. And that's where I'm excited to bring the Wavi in. This is upping the game. When people see it, it inspires them to maintain. It's kind of like weight loss. You're not going to stay on a diet if you haven't lost an ounce. But if you start losing weight, you go, she just gave me the magic ticket. Now I know how to get there.
Why don't you guys pick up some relevant things that you think patients are challenged these days with their brain wellness?
My top two, fatigue and brain fog. And it doesn't matter what age, whether they're 30, 40, 50, 60. And those are major concerns.
If I'm on the path of cognitive decline, I don't want to know because there's nothing I can do about it. And none of that is true, right? You can do something about it. We can take action steps every single day. And now that we have the ability to measure it, whether it is brain fog, whether it's loss of memory, whether it's I don't sleep well, whether it is chronic fatigue, now we can really get to the bottom of the things that do help it. And it's really amazing to see that people can go from being wheeled in from a wheelchair to living their life again in a matter of a couple months. And that we've been able to track that entire progress and their brain did get better.
And I think that the big three for us is always clarity. People need more clarity, they need better sleep, and they need more energy. And when we talk about energy, we've got to get that brain back. Energy equals neuroplasticity. So we need to have that energy. When you go get a new computer, you don't go get one that's slower. You want that energy to give you a faster computer, or at least back to normal.
Another great conversation. Thanks to Dr. Patrick Porter, creator of BrainTap, Paul Sorbo, Director of Sales of Wavi Medical, Paul, Pat, and Patrick, the three Ps. Thanks very much for taking part in this podcast.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor. Share it with your friends and family. Give us a bunch of stars and write a review on this podcast channel. All those things will help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.